Hi, it's Sandy Forster here from the Inspired Spirit Coaching Academy. And if you're holding this workbook or listening to this audio, the chances are there's a course or a training or a program that's caught your eye, one that feels aligned, expansive, it feels exciting. And hopefully it is mine, the Inspired Spirit Coaching Academy. But maybe you've been thinking, I would love to do this, but I'm not sure where the money will come from. So this workbook is here to change all of that. Now, this has been created, as I said, specifically for people looking at becoming an internationally certified coach through my training company, the Inspired Spirit Coaching Academy. But really, you could use it for any course that you're wanting to join. So inside, you're going to find a blend of really powerful mindset practices, manifesting techniques, and really simple but practical steps to help you call in the money you need. Call it in quickly, call it in magically, and you'll find that it'll come in ways that may surprise you. So whether you've tried manifesting before or this is your first time tapping into that power of the universe, these processes are going to guide you to clarify your intention and feel deeply connected to your desire, which is how we call it into us to start with. It'll also help to clear any resistance and shift your energetic alignment with receiving so that it feels comfortable and okay. And then you're going to take some inspired action, and that really opens new channels for money to flow. And then during this whole process, it really is about strengthening your belief in what's possible for you, because sometimes the only thing that is stopping you from manifesting or attracting what it is that you desire is your belief. So the thing is, you don't have to wait for the right time or hope that money magically appears. You can actually create it. You can attract it. You can manifest it. And you can do that with intention, with clarity, with strategy, and also a bit of inspired magic. So the steps are really simple. The energy is powerful, and you'll find that the results are often unexpected, and they can be wildly abundant, and they can really kind of knock your socks off. So the first, and just so you know, I love combining the practical and the metaphysical. I love combining strategy with the woo-woo. I really believe that when you combine the two, that's when magic happens. So the first step is very practical. It's all about spotting the leaks, because your money might be slipping away in very small, sneaky ways. And the idea is to uncover them so that you can redirect that flow toward your dream. Because think of a bathtub with a tap or a faucet flowing into that bathtub. You can turn that on full blast, and it can be spraying into the bath and filling it up. But if that bath is full of holes, you're never going to fill it, no matter what. And that can be like your money. That water coming out of the tap, out of the faucet, can be like your money coming into the bath, can be like your bank account. But if it's full of holes, full of leaks, then it just, you'll never get what you want. All right. So this is a really good practical first step. So you want to start by looking at where your money goes daily, weekly, and monthly. And these aren't going to be big life-changing sacrifices, just little course corrects that help you consciously claim your abundance and reinforce where you want it to go, redirect where you want it to go, so that it goes towards something that is life-changing for you. Instead of wasting it away, it's going to fall towards something that is going to transform your life. So in the workbook, you will find I've got a whole list of places where you can look that you can potentially cut back, streamline, find the money to actually pay for your tuition. So there's a whole lot of ideas there. And then what you want to do when you have gone through all those ideas, you want to start you call it a course manifesting fund, or a abundance activation fund, or an aligned action account, or a divine learning deposit, whatever you want to call it. But open an account and put the money that you save into that account. You were already spending it anyway. So instead of spending on nothing, put it toward what it is you truly desire. Because remember, a course that's going to transform your life is not just going to transform your life, but it's going to transform your financial situation as well. Okay? Because every dollar saved isn't just money. It really is a message to the universe that you're ready, that you're serious, and you're open to receiving. And I always say, whenever you send a message to the universe, you're also sending it very strongly to yourself. And you start to build confidence and belief in yourself as well. And then the next step, again, a very, very practical step, is to sell unused items. Because the thing is, money is already sitting in your home. It really is time to release it, let it flow toward your goals. So take a good look around your home. And again, we go into more depth about this in the workbook that I've given you. But basically, take a look around your home. There's things there that you're probably not using anymore, you don't need, you don't even love, and they're just waiting to be turned into cash. So whether it's clothes or kitchen appliances, furniture, books, beauty gadgets, whatever it happens to be, it's time to turn your clutter into course money. So this is one of the fastest ways to shift your energy from I can't afford it to look at me bringing in money out of nowhere. So there's a whole list of what to look for, but then we've also given you a list of where to sell, you know, things like Facebook Marketplace. I think Facebook Marketplace, if you've got it in your country and you're in a sort of suburb that's easy to sell, it is the bomb. It is so good. You can really get rid of a whole lot of stuff. I've even tried to give things to charity and they say, no, we don't want that. And then I'll put it on Facebook Marketplace and someone will buy it. And don't put things up for free. Just a little tip. Don't put things up for free because you get a million people wanting it. If you put it up super cheap, even for $5, it weeds out all the annoying people that just want free stuff and just ask but never come and actually pick up. Okay. So we've got a list of, in the workbook, a list of what to look for around your house and where you can sell it. So the thing about selling stuff that you don't need or want or use or love, each item you release really frees up physical and energetic space, and it reminds you of your intention. And it builds confidence that you can bring in money from unexpected places, money that's been sitting there in the metaphysical suddenly appears in the physical in your hand. Plus, selling things you already own is kind of like manifesting in fast forward because it actually turns energy into income. Plus, you might just help someone who's been looking for exactly what you've got, and when you let go of it, they're able to embrace it. So when it comes to selling things off, you're not doing this from a place of sacrifice, okay? It's about making space. It's something I talk about a lot. You know, when you make space, when you let go of, when you declutter, and you create that space, the universe loves to fill it. So the idea is to fill it with what you want. Make space for abundance, make space for your dreams, make space for a future where you're thriving and fulfilled and you're financially free. That's what you're wanting. So sell what you no longer need, what no longer serves, that version of you that you are becoming. Because when you become this newer, bigger, brighter, more amazing version of yourself, a lot of those things that you have, you won't need. And the great thing is you can use the cash to invest in the future you truly deserve and that you're really desiring. Then the next step is increasing your income. And while saving money is really, really a powerful step toward funding any course or program, sometimes the fastest way to get what you want is simply to bring more money in. And the great thing is it doesn't have to be hard. You don't need a full-blown business or a huge plan. Just one small idea, one inspired action can bring you more money. So little things like, could you offer a simple service like babysitting or tutoring or pet sitting or pet walking or helping someone get organized? I paid thousands for someone to come and help me organize when I was getting my house ready to put on the market. Now, I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It only took them a few days and, you know, they made a fortune. I said to my friend who loves cleaning and loves decluttering, you should start a little side hustle because honestly, if there's people like me, and there's lots of them, who do not like decluttering or tidying up or just doing it by yourself, it's really, really challenging. But if someone else is there, oh my gosh, you can get through so much, and I'm happy to pay someone to do that. So, you know, there's things that you love doing that someone else doesn't, and you could get paid for it, okay? You could also do things like freelancing or sell something you create or even take on a short-term job of some type. But the bottom line is, when you decide you're open to receiving more, opportunities start to show up. You just need to be willing to say yes, to take action and allow the money to flow. Because even earning just a little bit of extra income, it can shift your energy, can build belief. And it can, the best thing about it can give you the money to take that next step toward your dream, okay? And of course, there's actual things like financing. There's many practical options toward actually getting the funds that you need. But of course, you always, as I say, have to combine the practical and the metaphysical. So you want to be doing visualizations and meditations. So each day, start by visualizing yourself already enrolled in the course or program, feeling proud, feeling excited, feeling aligned. And I've created a meditation and a guided visualization for you specifically around becoming a confident coach. So, and manifesting the money for that. So, you know, listen to them. They'll be in this bundle somewhere that you can listen to. Okay. And then I invite you to take one small inspired action to match that energy. So listen to a visualization, raise your energy, be in that place, and then you take an inspired action. Might be canceling a subscription or listing an item for sale or transferring some money into your special account that you've created. You know, these actions might seem small, but they really do build very powerful momentum when you combine it with the right mindset. So as I say, always combine the two, combine that practical action with the woo-woo. And an easy one around mindset is affirmations. So remember that saving money is not about lack. It's about claiming your power. It's about showing the universe that you're ready to be responsible, abundant, and in control of your financial future. So the more intentional you become with your money, the more you'll notice it flowing to you in unexpected and magical ways. So these affirmations are going to help you to shift your identity from someone who struggles with money to someone who masters it confidently, masters it with ease. So I invite you to repeat them daily, say them out loud, write them in your journal, just do them however you want to, but use them as part of your morning ritual, all right? And let them become your new money truth. I'll put the affirmations in a separate audio so you can listen to them whenever you want. But when you're listening, make sure you're not just saying or not just listening. You want to feel as if they are your truth already. And a couple of examples are: saving money feels empowering and expansive. Every dollar I save multiplies and flows back to me tenfold. I am amazing at managing, saving, and growing my money. So again, there's a whole lot of affirmations that I've created. You can listen to them. And then the bottom line to all of this is, if you save with intention and you take in aligned action and you stay open to new ways for money to flow and you keep your focus on what you're really doing, which is stepping into the next version of you, the version of you who says yes to her dreams, the version of you who backs herself, the version of you who creates abundance on purpose, the version of you who says yes to becoming an internationally certified coach. So you want to see it, you want to feel it, you want to know it, you want to see yourself coaching others with confidence, you want to feel the joy of helping others transform their lives, and know that you're finally doing the work that you were born for. And you're getting well paid for it. That's the beauty of it. So your new life as a coach is already taking shape in the metaphysical, in the quantum field. And we cannot wait to welcome you into the Inspire Spirit Coaching Academy, where you're going to be able to dive into all things mindset, manifesting, coaching, money, and so much more. You'll become an internationally certified coach and start creating a life that is deeply fulfilling, financially rewarding, and fully aligned with your purpose. So your journey starts now, and we are cheering you on every step of the way.